I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. The famed cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead once opined, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." Such sentiments often conjure up images of sweeping social change, but as we hear from Diana Jackson in this encore essay, a small group of committed people can also have a profound impact on the quality of life in our own little corner of the world here in the Ocean State.
For many years, I walked to the bus station in Providence and noticed with dismay a sorely neglected and abused patch of land alongside the Meshassic River. I couldn't stand seeing nature treated this way. I decided to do something about it. I believe that nature is the greatest gift we have in life. The area was full of fallen trees, vines, invasive knotweed, old tires, wet clothing, beer bottles, and soda cans. I could barely see the ground except for a narrow path which led to the river. I went in with my clippers and loppers to clear it out. I dug up knotweed roots the size of my forearm and wrestled with snaky orange bittersweet roots. It really felt good to do this. I believe that creating beauty out of ugliness gives us hope. As I worked, passersby gave words of encouragement. Butler Hospital gave a bench that I placed under a crabapple tree. A note mysteriously appeared on the bench, written on a torn piece of paper. It said, "Peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures. And however undramatic the pursuit of peace, the pursuit must go on." John F. Kennedy. I painted this message on a board and hung it on a nearby tree. More messages of gratitude for the peace and beauty created appeared on the bench. Volunteers started to come. A young violinist from Brooklyn said, "Can I help?" The manager of a baseball team in Collier Field helped remove tires pulled from the river. North Main Burial Ground donated wood chips to smother the knotweed. Swan Point Cemetery donated stones for a wall and a path. The city forester, my city councilman, parks, and Groundwork Providence provided valuable support. Clearing continued. Native trees, shrubs, and wildflowers were planted. Tall, graceful trees spreading their branches to the sky and the gentle slope of the land toward the river are now visible. Visitors can see butterflies, bees, and birds. I feel changed by this experience, transformed by an invisible stream of supportive people leaving messages, transformed by working with dirt, stones, plants, trees, water, the elements of life. I believe they are all sacred gifts to us. I have the privilege of becoming more peaceful myself by physically creating something which elicited responses of peace and beauty. I am so lucky.
Diana Harmon Jackson is an artist, educator, political activist, and she reports lover of people, especially kids and older adults. Her passions are family, friends, music, art, and as we've just heard embedded in her eloquent words, nature. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.